Graduation season is here, and many parents are thinking about the perfect car for their soon-to-be grads. Hi, this is Marina Guerrero with First Bank Hampton. We make car buying easy with flexible auto loans and local decisions you can trust. Before you head out to the dealerships, stop in or call us to learn about our competitive rates and personalized financing options. Let us help you get your graduate on the road with confidence. Visit First Bank Hampton today. Congratulations to all our local graduates. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
May is Stroke Awareness Month, and joining us today is Brittany Derringer, ED Team Lead, Trauma Coordinator, and Pediatric Emergency Care Coordinator at Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls. Quite the title there, we'll get it down, but we're going to be talking about symptoms of a stroke, talking about the acronym FAST or BFAST as well, and how that can help diagnose and maybe look out for a stroke in someone. And Brittany, thanks a lot for joining us here.
Thank you for having me.
So first and foremost, talk about some of the symptoms of a stroke, if someone is having a stroke.
If someone is having a stroke, some of the most common symptoms include weakness or numbness, especially on one side of the body, trouble speaking or understanding speech, vision problems in one or both eyes, dizziness, loss of balance, or difficulty walking, or a severe headache with no known cause.
So strokes happen a lot with people maybe over the age of 50 or 60, but can strokes happen in young adults or even kids if possible?
Absolutely. They do tend to happen in the older population, but we are seeing patients in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. That increase comes from younger populations having high blood pressure, smoking or vaping, obesity, and certain medical conditions or genetic disorders.
So it kind of leads to the next question. There are some of the biggest risk factors for a stroke. You mentioned obesity and blood pressure, but kind of explain all those risk factors there.
High blood pressure is the number one risk factor. Smoking, diabetes, high cholesterol, lack of physical activity, and some heart conditions such as atrial fibrillation.
So talk about then what lifestyle changes can reduce a stroke risk.
You can reduce your stroke risk by staying active, aim for at least 30 minutes of exercise most days, quit smoking, maintain a healthy weight, limit alcohol intake, manage your stress, and keep up with regular medical checkups.
Again, we're joined by Brittany Derringer, ED Team Lead, Trauma Coordinator, and Pediatric Emergency Care Coordinator at Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls. As we talk about May being Stroke Awareness Month, talking about the symptoms, strokes happening to maybe mostly adults, but can happen to younger adults too, and kids in that regard. So next thing, you already kind of talked about blood pressure being a risk factor. Kind of explain to our audience what role blood pressure plays in stroke prevention.
Stroke prevention and high blood pressure. High blood pressure increases your risk with the stress that's put on the body, but you can reduce that by following a healthy diet, including fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins such as fish or poultry, and healthy fats like nuts, seeds, and oils, olive oil specifically. Try to limit your salt, which will increase your blood pressure, as well as processed foods, sugary drinks, and saturated and trans fats.
I guess that kind of answers the next question, too. Those are some of the main foods that to watch out for. Well, I guess what are some foods maybe someone could avoid if they want to reduce their risk of a stroke?
Anything with high salt, fried foods specifically. Really keeping an eye on how much salt you're having in your diet is probably key.
So the less time you go through a drive-through, fast food drive-through, the better off you are, huh?
Correct.
Yeah. So the next thing, the acronym people hear about FAST, or I've even read it's BFAST, adds more to it, is an acronym quickly to recognize what's happening if someone has a stroke. Kind of explain that.
Back here in the ER, we focus on BFAST, which is balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, time. Balance includes a sudden loss of balance or coordination. Eyes would be a sudden vision change. Face drooping on one side when smiling. Arms, one arm weak or drifting downward, speech slurred or hard to understand, and T is for time. It's time to call 911 immediately.
So when it comes to someone that's had a stroke, recovering from a stroke, you've probably seen it. Some people can speak well after some rehab, but can't get the physical aspect of it, like walking. Some can walk, get around well, but maybe their speech is not very good. I guess, how does rehab work with that? And probably mostly relates to what part of the brain was affected, I guess. Kind of explain that.
The rehab does focus primarily on where that stroke happened in the brain. There are intensive inpatient rehab services available throughout the state of Iowa. There's also some outpatient therapies as well, but it is a time-consuming process to rehab following a stroke.
I was going to say, my boss, Craig, he had a stroke here. Well, that's going back over 7 years ago. He gets around well, but the speech isn't there. And it's, I mean, maybe you see this in patients too, where they know what they want to say, but it's a process basically from brain to mouth. And that's probably part of the brain that's affected there. I guess there's several parts of the brain that can be affected within any stroke, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah. So, and for rehab, I guess, what does that look like for a patient, especially with speech? I mean, are you starting them over with reading stuff at like a first grade level? Or how does that work, especially with those that lost speech?
The speech therapist will do an evaluation and kind of meet that patient where they're at. So it may start from square one and work their way up. It's not necessarily my specialty, but I do work closely with the speech therapy group here at the hospital.
And I guess if you see people here in the ER that have suffered a stroke, I mean, as you mentioned, paralysis of the face. I mean, one side you can tell basically just straight up that their one side of their face is completely drooped off.
It really does depend on the patient and where that stroke has happened in the brain.
Again, we're joined by Brittany Derringer, ED team lead, trauma coordinator, pediatric emergency care coordinator at Hanson Family Hospital in Iowa Falls. Again, May is Stroke Awareness Month. A lot of stuff happening this month. Mental health awareness. We talked about Teacher Appreciation Week. We also talked about School Board Appreciation Week here earlier with Radio on the Go News. Now we'll take a look at Stroke Awareness Month. And Brittany, anything else you'd like to add about stroke prevention or Stroke Awareness Month?
The most important thing I'd like everyone to remember is to not wait. If you notice some of these signs or symptoms, or you think someone is having a stroke, please call 911 right away.
All right, very good. Brittany, thanks a lot for joining us, and maybe we'll talk again down the road.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Brittany Derringer for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio on the Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Hey Hampton, this is Stephanie Klutzer with First Bank Hampton, inviting you to our 11th annual Relay for Life Walking Taco Fundraiser. Join us Friday, May 15th from 11 to 1:30 in our north parking lot. Swing by for a tasty walking taco, cookie, and bottled water. You can either drive up or grab a seat and enjoy. Call ahead at 641-456-4793 to place your order. The cost is just $7 and every dollar goes to Franklin County Relay for Life. Don't miss out. Help us support a great cause and enjoy some lunch. See you there.